This is Passport to Texas. May is when Parks and Wildlife celebrates al fresco feasting, also known as picnicking. And if you're Larry Burrier, you always pack along some homemade wild game jerky.
First off, it's more nutritional and it's better for you than everyday snacks. Plus, most important thing, you know what's in it.
People who say they don't like jerky because it's like trying to eat a leather belt haven't had good jerky, says Burrier.
It's supposed to be pliable. If you can take a piece of that meat and bend it without it cracking or breaking, that's when it's jerky. You don't want it hard.
From time to time, Burrier teaches traditional jerky making classes at Lockhart State Park. He says making this treat from wild game you've harvested brings your food full circle when you eat it outdoors, where it originated.
It's self-sustaining. It teaches them how to live off the land, what to do with the meat after you harvest it. Of course, this state has so much game in it, it's ridiculous.
Ridiculously delicious, that is. You can find one of Larry Burrier's jerky recipes to use with any animal protein you choose, and that requires no special equipment to make, at passporttotexas.org. And you can also find other wild game recipes on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. We record our series at the Blockhouse in beautiful Austin, Texas, and the beautiful Joel Block engineers our program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.